This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1433. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 5th, New English schedules from Belarus, Croatia, France, Romania, Russia, Serbia. Chinese and Cuban jamming. Clandestines for North Korea and Kurdistan. A new station in Oklahoma. Radio St. Helena Day. New frequency from Tajikistan. WRNO resumes. WBCQRM and the propagation outlook. Relays of Algeria are being heard on more frequencies again, because they are being relayed not only by transmitter sites run by VTC, but also by TDF in France. David Yosis in West Virginia says on November 1st, between 21 and 23 UT, he was hearing four different frequencies in parallel. 5865 from Issoudun, France, 5915 from Rampisham, UK, 7455 from Issoudun, France, and 9850 from Sinish, Portugal, all in parallel with the usual Arabic program, but I'll bet they were not exactly synchronized. From DX Mix News in Bulgaria, here is the B08 schedule for English broadcasts from radio station Belarus in Minsk. 21 to 23 UT on 37 megahertz frequencies, 7135, 250 kilowatts at 252 degrees, 7360, 75 kilowatts at 270 degrees, and 7390, 150 kilowatts at 246 degrees. It seems the voice of Biafra International is quite confused about what frequency they're actually on, so one can only wonder about their poor listeners. On the first Friday in November, and that is the first transmission after the B08 seasonal changes, via WHRI at 20 to 21 UT, I found them on 15665. The week before, they were on 15280. Trouble is, they had it just backwards, as announced on their website. On one morning, November 3rd, but not the following morning, checked about the same time, 0714 UT, I found the powerful Radio Nacional de Amazonia transmitter in Brazil on 11780, accompanied by some rather strong distorted spurs matching equidistantly from the fundamental on 11721.5 and 11838.5. According to a number of reports, the currently active frequency from Chad is 6165 at many hours of the day and night, instead of 4905 in the morning and evening. For example, Anker Petersen in Denmark reports 6165 until sign-off at 2231. Of course, there's some interference from Croatia on the same frequency. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania also heard them signing off at exactly the same time on October 30th. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal says their third frequency is also not to be heard, 7120. Speaking of Croatia, from Dragan Nekic in next-door Serbia, we have the B08 schedule of the Voice of Croatia, which is mostly in Croatian, but with a few other languages, including English. The English blocks are now as follows. At 0300 to 0315, 0700 to 0703, Monday through Friday at 11 to 1103, Monday to Saturday at 1700 to 1715, but only 5 minutes at 1700 on Sundays. Monday to Friday at 1905 to 1915, and Saturdays, again it's shorter, 1905 until 1910, and finally daily at 2315 to 2330. As for the frequencies, the main one in the evenings to the Western Hemisphere is 7375, relayed via Germany, between 23 and 06 hours, then the relay to the Pacific at after 0600 is 9470 and 11690. You may also hear them on the frequencies direct from Croatia, 6165 in the morning and evening, 9830 in the daytime, and 3985 later at night. Cuban jamming infects lots of frequencies where there's nothing to be jammed, either at the time we hear the jamming or completely without anything to be jammed, although there may have been a hostile broadcast previously on that frequency. It seems once the Cubans have put a jammer on a certain frequency, they're very reluctant to turn it off. So reluctant, in fact, that on 9600 there is jamming in the evenings around 0300, making us think that could be a new frequency for Radio Republica. But when I listened carefully to the Spanish mixed with the jamming, it turned out to be Radio Havana, Cuba itself. Yes, the Cubans are jamming themselves. Jeff White thinks that Radio Republica will soon be resuming more broadcasts, and they already have one via RMI, via Sackville, weekdays at 11 to 12 UT on 6100. I was somewhat surprised to hear what appeared to be a program produced by the U.S. Embassy in Ecuador, I guess it's part of our public diplomacy effort in Spanish, on a new HCJB frequency, 11625. It was ending at midnight 30 UT. It was a report about all the great things the U.S. is doing in Ecuador, such as medical aid and scholarships. 11625 is aimed southeastward to South America, but put in a very strong signal here. It's on the new B08 schedule, HCJB, sent to us by Alakish Gupta and Wolfgang Büschel between midnight and 02 UT. At 02 to 05, they switched to 9745, aimed in the opposite direction toward Mexico and us, spelled U.S. From BCDX, we have the B08 English schedule from Radio France International, all of these aimed at different parts of Africa, but which we can often hear elsewhere. And I think the earlier ones in the morning are weekdays only, although not specified as such on this schedule. 04 to 0430, 7315, and 9805. 05 to 0530, 9805 and 11995. 06 to 6:30, 7315, 11995 and 13680. 7 to 7:30, 11725. 12 to 12:30, 21620. And 16 to 17 on 11615 and 15605. About KSDA in Guam, Wolfgang Büschel remarks in his BCDX Top News, all outlets from KSDA are much weaker here in Europe than in past decades. I guess a power reduction took place, or a weaker antenna array is in use after a typhoon. All this compared to other stations from the Pacific like Saipan, Tiniam, the other station on Guam, and Palau. Mark Schiefelbein in Missouri reports the reactivated Guatemalan Radio Cultural Cuatan on 4779.96, October 29th at 0245 in Spanish, with an ID enthusiastically over the music. It became apparent it was a little off frequency when it was interfered with by Djibouti from 0300, which was as strong or stronger, but reception overall was mostly poor. So if Djibouti's on the exact frequency, Cuatan is 40 hertz low. Andy Reid in Ontario says he heard all India radio with super fidelity on 11620 at 2150. October 28th, the best audio fidelity I've ever heard from them. Not mumbly at all and good treble. Did they hire the Romanian technicians to do an overhaul? Also good reception on parallel 9445 and okay reception on 7410. Well, when I saw his subject line, I figured he must have been listening in DRM for it to be super fidelity, but this was regular AM. Meanwhile, their DRM broadcast to Europe continues on 9945 through 9955 kHz. Reported by Mark van Herven in the Netherlands in the Benelux DX Club at 1933 with a SNR of 19.4 dB. And it was 13.96 kbps mono. Also heard in Australia, New South Wales, by Craig Seeger. He found an SNR of 18 to 22 dB, in the same streaming rate, of course, at 1906 TuneIn, October 31st, with their news in English. We have Wolfgang Büschel, a report from Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria, about the Trinity effect, as he calls it, on 5905 kHz, between 19 and 20 UT. There are three different stations broadcasting in Russian, China, France, and Russia itself. And this has been going on not only this B season, but also in B07 and B06. Actually, Wolfgang Büschel says the transmitter from China is in Chinese rather than Russian, but they're still all colliding. Furthermore, on 5905 after 20 UT, there's Deutsche Welle in Arabic and from Sinish, Portugal. In Australian DX News, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports the clandestine voice of the Iranian communists on 4360 at 1630 UT, a new frequency. He thinks they probably shifted to avoid a subharmonic of Monaco Radio, the coastal station, in English and French. I guess he's referring to 8726, of which 4363 would be one half. In PlayDX, Christian Gibaudeau in France says the weather forecast from Monaco Radio in French and English is heard on 8728. In French and English at 0730, 1303, and 1830. Then there's Radio Sedaye Shurashi, or Voice of Revolution, another Kurdish language clandestine reported by Ruman Pankov on 4366, opening at 0425 with a motive from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker and ID, and then playing the International and with jamming by Iran. And he says it's on the air only on Fridays, as he's been checking for it. Not sure if he's referring to the jamming or the original transmission. Parallel to 3881. During the A season, our transmission via IRRS on 7290 at 2030 UT, rather at 1930, had adjacent channel interference from China. But now in the B season, when we're on at 2030 UT on Fridays, it appears we have co-channel interference from the Voice of Russia in English. Johannan in New Jersey noted the same during the Saturday broadcast of DX Party Line at 2045. Checking the listings, I see that Voice of Russia from a site near Moscow is scheduled on 7290 all the way from 16 to 22 UT toward Northern Europe, but probably interfering with IRRS all over Europe. I'm sure they'd be interested, that is, IRRS would, in reception reports about this. Ron Howard in California has been in contact with the producers of Seabreeze or Shokaze, the kidnapping program produced in Japan, intended for North Korea. They don't want to say what their current frequency is in order to minimize jamming, but Ron has been hearing them on new 5910 between 14 and 1430. And that's the one that has English irregularly on certain days of the week. Transmitter site is Yamaha Japan, the same as Radio Japan, and Seichi Hasegawa says that the other Seabreeze transmission at 2030 to 21 UT is on 6045. But Wolfgang Büschel in BCDX says they have a number of alternative frequencies in reserve if they need to escape jamming on the 6 and 7 megahertz bands. As Hasegawa also reports that there's been a frequency change for North Korea Reform Radio at 13 to 1330 and Nippon no Kaze at 1333 since November 4th on 9975 1-800-875-6565. You're tuned for World of Radio 1433. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, to which Ron Peebles in Dublin, Ohio, sent a check in the mail saying our information allows him to make the best use of his limited time for DXing. Check our website for much more, worldofradio.org. Radio Kuwait has unexpectedly extended some of its transmissions, which were at first unidentified in Arabic on 11630. I was hearing Quran there past 1430 UT, and quite a bit later, Jari Sabolainen in Finland and Wolfgang Büschel heard IDs for Kuwait. Wolfgang Büschel was also hearing a station in Arabic on 11675 at 0730 UT with phone-ins. And Noel Green says that also is Radio Kuwait on an expanded schedule. Although it's seldom reported from much further away, you might want to try for it. Bob Wilkner in Florida says in Florida and Louisiana, they're hearing Candela FM in Merida, Yucatan, which reactivated recently on 6104.88 with a distorted signal, actually in the daytime at 1400 UT. Some more suggestions for hearing Radio Netherlands now that they have abandoned us, English speakers in North America. No more shortwave broadcasts to hear, but concentrating on Asia and Africa. I found them on 11520 during the 14 UT hour. It turns out that is from Madagascar, but only for that 1 hour. After 1500, they switched to 9345. Our best bet, as I mentioned before, is via Bonaire at 20 UT on 17810, which some days really booms in here. Hard to believe it's not aimed at us, but at West Africa. There's a parallel frequency then from Madagascar, 11655, which is also on the air during the previous 2 hours and aimed by coincidence more or less toward North America, and we've been able to hear it too. It appears that the program content is the same in the 18 and 20 UT hours, with repeats of some other programming in the hour intervening. Attention medium wave DXers, there's a new AM station in Oklahoma on 1120 kilohertz. This has been planned for quite a while. It's KEOR, City of License, Catoosa, near Tulsa. Now this was originally on 1110 in Atoka, southeast Oklahoma, far away from Tulsa, but it was hijacked to the Tulsa market to open yet another frequency for an AM station in the Metroplex of Texas. So far I've only heard it in the daytime, testing with some oldies music and never any IDs, but it's obviously coming from that direction. It's a daytime only station, so you're not likely to hear it except around sunrise or sunset, unless you're as close as I am. During November, the sunrise and sunset times are 1300 and 2315 UT. Via Victor Gunatelica, Sri Lanka, and BCDX, the new schedule for Radio Veritas Asia, Philippines. About the closest they come to English is their Filipino language service, which probably has some English words in it, which is now at 15 to 1530 UT, but extended until 1600 on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays on 9615. Wolfgang Büschel has been monitoring Radio Romania International closely as they've been replacing their old worn-out transmitters with new 300 kilowatt Continentals. And as of November 3rd, they had finally completed the job at the Tiganeshti site. He says they started using the two new units at Galben on August 4th. There was a 100-kilowatt unit also replaced at Saftika on October 21st. That's when it began to be heard again. And since November 3rd, Tiganeshti. So their official B08 schedule is now in effect on all the frequencies, and we're hearing them well on some broadcasts which had been missing for a while, such as in English 13 to 14 UT on 15105 and 17745. It's intended for Western Europe, but at least the lower frequency also comes in quite well here in North America, as it did in the old days. And we certainly enjoy their programming, especially the Romanian folk music, and they have a number of short features one after another. Here is the complete English schedule according to DX Mix in Bulgaria for Radio Romania International. At 0630 to 656 on 7180, 9690, 15135, and 17780. Now, when there are four frequencies, in all probability, there are two different targets. At 1300 to 1356, as I said, 15105 and 17745. At 18 to 1856, 7215 and 9640. 2130 to 2156, 6030, 6115, 7145, and 9755. 2300 to 2356, 6015, 6115, 7105, 9610. 0100 to 156 on 6145, 9515. 0400 to 456 on 6115, 9515, 9690, and 11895. That's English from Radio Romania International. It seems the Voice of Russia schedule I gave last week is already out of date because they've made some further changes. I'm speaking of English to North America between 02 and 04 UT. We've been hearing them on a strong new frequency, 7335, overriding totally CHU time signals from Canada. They'd better hurry up and move to 7850. It turns out this frequency of Voice of Russia in English is a new relay from French Guiana. No wonder it's coming in so well here at 318 degrees, according to DX Mix News in Bulgaria, between 02 and 06 UT. This replaces 6100, which never really got off the ground, and 6135, which we were hearing for a few days at the beginning of the season. The annual Radio St. Helena Day broadcast is imminent. It's Saturday, November 15th, on 11092.5 Upper Sideband, a festive occasion for DXers around the world and, it seems, for the people at the station, as they turn on the shortwave transmitter for a few hours, probably taking live phone calls and emails from people who are able to pull it in. It's quite low-powered and a challenge to pick up. This year, the broadcast is shorter than usual, only 3.5 hours, starting at 20 UT, the first hour to Japan, the middle sesqui hour to Western Europe, and the final hour from 22:30, with their rotatable antenna aimed toward North America. International Radio Serbia has been very slow to update the transmission schedule on their website, still showing outdated times and frequencies for the summer season. But Bob Thomas in Connecticut has observed the expected shift of the English broadcast to North America 1 hour later, at 0100 and 0200, still on 6190, except the early broadcast is only 6 days a week, skipping UT Sundays. In the World DX Club, Mike Barraclough in England says he also hears Serbia in English, now at 1400 on 7200. In Kumar DX, Hans Johnson has been in contact with Radio Peace in Sudan, which has been off the air quite a bit. But as of October 29th, he says he got a message that they are back on the air. Best time to possibly hear them in Eastern North America and Europe is at 0300 UT on 4750. And furthermore, they said they're also active on their other frequency, not sure of the exact hours, 5895. We have several reports of a surprise new frequency from Tajik Radio in Dushanbe. For many years, they'd been on the out-of-band frequency 4635. But now they're on 4765, varying a few tens of hertz above that. According to Anker Peterson in Denmark, via Pladiex, heard October 27th and 28th, signing off at 2000 UT and signing on at 2300. They were still being reported on their previous frequency as late as October 25th by Koji Hashimoto in Japan Premium. Voice of America has changed the timing of its Spanish broadcasts, not on the B08 change date, but on the first Monday in November, making me think it has something to do with daylight shifting time going off in Washington. Dragan Lekic in Serbia points out that the new schedule is 12:30 to 13 UT, Monday through Friday only. That's with the Enfoque Andino program, and 13 to 14 on 9885, 13715, and 15590 daily. And that's Buenos Dias, America. Well, actually, I heard them switching from one program to the other at 13:30. Actually, the scheduling is rather confusing. I'm not even sure they know what it is in Washington. The evening broadcast is supposedly now 7 days a week at midnight to 01 on 5890, 5940, and 9885. WRNO New Orleans, which had been missing for a few weeks as they were awaiting some replacement parts for their new Alcor transmitter, reappeared on November 1st. First with a big open carrier, and then with what turned out to be continuous praise, gospel, Christian music with IDs here and there. And I do mean continuous. They're running 24 hours a day for quite a while, even though they're supposed to run only between 23 and 16 at most on 7505. However, once things are in order, they'll go back to their authorized schedule, including 15590 during the daytime hours, which we've yet to hear again, as they told Ron Howard in California. Ted Randall in Tennessee complains of interference to WBCQ 7415 between 04 and 0430 UT, something in Arabic. Turns out that's Deutsche Welle, as now scheduled for relay via Rampisham, UK. Strangely enough, in the A season, there were no other frequencies in the world scheduled on 7415 but WBCQ. And now there are a whole bunch of them for the B season. I wonder what happened. China from midnight to 02 and 15 to 16. IBB Tinian from 16 to 19. China again from 1930 to 20. And the Voice of Russia, too. More China from 20 to 22. All scheduled on 7415, so don't be surprised if you hear some interference to WBCQ. And I've also been hearing the second harmonic of WWRB 3185 with Brother Scare on 6370. Quite weak, but it's definitely there. One night at 0302 UT and another one at 0646. Oops, that first one was reported by David Yosis in West Virginia. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued November 4th. ANKNC is peaking at 30 and 6, November 7th, 12 and 4 on the 25th and 26th, but in between only 5 and 2. Solar flux still fluctuating only slightly with a peak, if you can call it that, of 70 between November 7th and 13th. And so concludes World of Radio 1433. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.